This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:05 in the evening, and as I mentioned, it's just just a few days away now from Chinese New Year. So we thought it would be interesting to talk about how to budget for this festive season, because it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a time where everybody gets together, family, friends. But my guess and my experience actually is also that this season can be potentially tricky financially, because there's so many things that you're supposed to purchase.
Fun is never free. So face value also comes into play here. You have to look good in your new clothes. Your house got to look good with new deco. Your coffee table and dinner tables got to look full. And if you're married, you got to consider giving ang pao too.
But truly, I mean, we're saying this in light of Chinese New Year, but it really isn't specific to this particular festival, because Malaysia has so many. I think this applies across the board, from Raya to Deepavali to Christmas. And that's also why you see shopping centres kind of rolling out their sales at this point in time, because everybody's buying new bedsheets, everyone's buying new clothes, everybody's repainting their house, and there are just so many things that come into play. So we thought it would be helpful. Perhaps we've left it a little late, but, you know, like we said, a lot of festivals. So we thought it would be helpful to get some financial tips from Desmond Chong, who's a financial trainer over at AKPK. Desmond, thanks for joining us. Okay, so how early actually should you start budgeting for Chinese New Year?
Actually, for Chinese New Year, everyone should know it's already coming close now. It's less than a week plus. But in order for the plannings, everyone should know Chinese New Year's, the New Year is coming. Like you are just like, you should know a year earlier or whatever. So when you do the plannings, you should start a year earlier. Example that now you might be facing problem that I don't have enough saving. The saving, you cannot save the last month, like example, the January month of 2019, when we're going to celebrate in February. You should actually save back to 2018, maybe start saving from after that year, Chinese New Year. Then from that month onward, every year allocate maybe how many percent of the salary in order for you to spend during this year, Chinese New Year.
And what can provide a guide as to how much you should aim to save for the upcoming Chinese New Year celebrations?
I can give you an example. I might need to spend some money for ang pao. Ang pao means like the biggest one, it should be for our parents. Okay, for let's say example, I want to give 1,000 for my parents. But if you are already got married, it's not only your parents. Maybe your wife's side also, you need to give another the same amount. Let's say for my parents, I give 2,000, and for your mother-in-law, your parents-in-law, also another 2,000. Then how much you prepare to give it if you have children, and how many relatives there you want to give ang pao? Okay, if you have no ideas, you just can look back last year as a reference. So maybe last year you just spent on ang pao is 6,000. So you know inflation comes, even ang pao also have the inflation. Maybe this year you need to spend another 10% extra. So it should become 6,006. So based on 6,006, how much you need to prepare and how much you need to save per month. But of course, not ang pao alone. We need to spend during the Chinese New Year for the big dinners, the reunion dinners, and the celebration for the coming 15 days. So how much you prepare to spend? Okay. Of course, it's not the normal monthly spending. This month for Chinese New Year, definitely you spend more. So to make it easier, you're going to spend another, let's say, about 6,000, six. Now you add another 3,000, four is going to be 10,000. So how are you going to save this 10,000? So if you divide by 12, it's around 900 plus, 8 to 900 plus. So that should be your target back to last year.
So do you often have clients who come to you to discuss how to budget for the Chinese New Year festivities? What are the most common concerns?
To be honest, most people wouldn't come before Chinese New Year because it's a time they wanted to prepare, they wanted to have a celebration mode. So no one wants to discuss about this, how I'm going to spend the pattern. Here we always tell you spend within your means, do within your budget. I face many cases that people just reluctant to talk about this before Chinese New Year or during Chinese New Year. But we see so many people come after the Chinese, after the festival, when they already spend. okay, the thing they regretted, now I'm facing this problem, I can't have additional income to pay for my repayment. Then AKPK receives a lot of people after the festival, and they're really facing this financial difficulty, they're having a bad time to pay. Then we receive a lot of people to come after the Chinese New Year.
How else can we cut cost?
It's like when you have a good mood, like celebration mode, of course, people are generous to spend. So it's very difficult for you not to spend. And you ask your people, I mean, you ask your friend, okay, or even you ask your husband or wife, can we cut the spending during Chinese New Year? If during Chinese New Year, at that time, you want to talk about this topic, it's very difficult because your celebration mode is on. If you really want to do that, is before the Chinese New Year, work out the budget, allocate the funds. When you, let's say, allocated 6,000 just now for the unbound. When any new things come in, okay, let's say I have another 1,000, I need to have, give another unbound. Then you know, I can't because I'm already allocated. Or I can use other area of the fund, which I budgeted, let's say, for dinner. Can I cut down 2 dinners? I don't want to have 2 dinners. Can I use this from this fund and give it to the unbound, the additional requirement? By doing that, you are shifting fund, allocating the fund you already allocated, but you use it in a more appropriate way. And this one is the budget I allocated. I only use it for this. Then it will be better because no matter how you change, you are still within your budget.
And how do you factor in considerations about saving face?
It's very hard for me to comment this because everyone wants to feel good. Everyone wants to be praised. Everyone wants to hear about compliments. Oh, you are doing good. You are doing fine this year. It's difficult for people. You ask people, okay, you don't spend. You tell people you don't have money. It's difficult, right? You cannot be telling people that I don't have money. Don't ask me to spend all this. But you don't need to tell people. You don't need to sell it out. Say, I actually don't have money to spend all this. But you can be like, I only spend within my budget. I only spend within what I allocated. Of course, if I can afford to pay more, I afford to spend more, be generous. Okay? But if I really can't, when the face issue come in, few things you can do. Either you avoid the topics, avoid going for the dinner, or for some close relative or very close family members, I rather you put it up to them. I think this year I have a limited budget because of my bonus. I have not got my bonus. I have not got a salary increase. Okay, you can talk to your parents, you can talk to your family member, brothers, sisters. I think they understand. So you can be open to your family member. You know, some cases, I can see even with the family members, you don't want to be open, you still want to show face. Okay, so why you need to do that? If your close family member, your brother, your sister, your parent, you're open to that. If it's not good, you're facing difficulties, tell them. You rather hear the genuine and hear the true story from you and see people are willing to help you. And you just like try to keep faith, then they put you in a bigger presence.
Desmond, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us. That was Desmond Chong, financial trainer at AKPK. Let us know about how you budget for the festive season. Is this something that you've been struggling with? Is it something that you've got some tips and tricks to share? We want to hear. WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can also, of course, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bring forth Moolah, BFM 89.9.
This is the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we're still on the topic of budgeting for CNY. So we sent our interns out to hit the streets to ask people about how they plan their finances for the festive season.
Do you budget your finances?
Not really. Because I think, let's say if I need to spend some money on during Chinese New Year or something, then I should spend the money. You know, those are essential stuff, like Chinese New Year food or buy some presents for relatives, etc. Yeah.
I do. Yes, I do. Because I'm a full-timer, so it's month-to-month basis. So I usually plan it. I'll try 2 months ahead. Yeah, but that's the max I can go with.
Honestly, no. I find it very hard. I've got a lot, well, because I'm the oldest in the family, and it took me a while before my brother was able to catch up with me in terms of pay. So I was taking on a lot of the commitments that we had at home, rent, bills, etc., and of course personal expenses, blah blah blah. So Honestly, I do not budget. In fact, I live on a day-by-day basis. I think at this point of my life, it's the only way I know how to live.
Yes, I do. I usually like budget about 50% of my pay every month. Like probably I just put like fixed deposit, okay, to probably like a small saving. Yeah.
I try to, but most times it's pretty hard to like commit to that. But I try as hard as I can. I try to like budget out my daily expenses, like for food, gas. So I just jot everything down. So an example, maybe I could budget like I spend 15 bucks a day, and that's the highest that I can go. But then again, like, you know, I get hungry, so.
Do you practice budgeting around the festive seasons?
To be frank, only the festive that I celebrate. So other than that, not really.
Of course, I try to. So let's say like my family celebrates Hari Raya. So I could say maybe for this week, I'm spending 300 for like Duit Raya and like all the expenses for food and like to cook rendang and everything, right? So, yeah.
I try to, but sometimes during festive season, I may tend to like overspend. Yeah, so it's hard, but I try. Yeah.
I think especially Chinese New Year, we spend a lot on Chinese New Year stuff, like deco. We need to deco our house, and then Chinese New Year food, etc. So I don't think I will budget. I've never budget during festive season like Christmas, Chinese New Year, etc. Yeah.
Is there anything that tempts you to break your budget and spend more than you should?
I don't know. For me, food is it's one of those things that you can't really avoid as much as you try. Especially when you're working, right? And at the end of the day, you're like, I'm so hungry, I need to stop and just eat.
It's quite random. I say myself as impulsive. So if I think that I need to get that, so I'll probably spend, yeah.
Yeah, when I give in to my heart's desires.
On family, definitely I don't budget. Normally it will over budget if I need to spend on my family because they are the most important people in my life. So yeah.
To be honest with you, peer pressure. Like I think that's the main thing because you know when you're at work and you're done with work and your colleague's like, hey, let's go grab a drink. And even though you know like you shouldn't, but you don't want to miss out the experience of hanging out, and although it's just a 2-3 hour kind of thing, but the pressure is there for you to, okay, I'll come with. And that's when you know like, damn, it's gonna be a tong tong thing, so everyone's gotta pay whatever they. So yeah, that's the biggest temptation I feel.
Yeah, especially on shoppings, and sometimes like giving my parents like, extra allowance on festive season, and sometimes buying gifts to my loved ones. Yeah.
What advice would you give someone trying to budget?
Save some money, especially for rainy days. It's important because we cannot just spend all our, you know, allowance. Salary.
Take out the Excel sheet and work on that. Stick to the Excel sheet. It should be a religion. I personally have tried almost every quarter, but I'm not disciplined enough to actually stick to it. So I think if you want to budget, list down every single item that you know you have to pay on a monthly basis because you already know how much that is. And then put away a 50 ringgit or 100 ringgit because everybody tells me that's the best way to start saving. And then whatever that's left, you faham lah.
Planning, I guess. Yeah, planning plays a big role. I mean, like, even though it's hard to stick to a budget, but having that in mind, it helps to a certain extent. I mean, if you go through the month without having, like, specific details, oh, I'm going to spend this much for today, this much for today, then you're going to just end up probably spending a lot per day.
I think it's more of an early education. So, as for example, school, because you don't really learn that in school. And then also, after you're out from school, you don't really learn that. So, it's more on, like, getting as sufficient information as you can. Probably ask around if you have any bankers or finance friends. So, that's pretty much what I do, lah.
I was, like, a millionaire when I was 23 years old. Within like 1 year, then I earned this much money. So that time in my life, all I wanted was the finest things in life. So I don't really budget. I buy the best things. I spend, overspend, whatever. But when I go broke, within a few years later, when I go broke, then I started to realize every penny counts. So I started to like control myself and budget everything that I buy or those things that I don't need. Those things that I want, I don't buy. I just buy those things that I need, lah. So basically, my advice to those people who do not like to budget, just earn as much money as you can, like be filthy rich, then you can not budget in your whole life, because you can buy luxury stuff, you can buy whatever you want. I think overall, everyone, like parents, they will say like budget is a good way to save money, like if you budget, yeah.
So you just heard about how some people budget. Let us know how you plan to do so this season and what are some of your financial concerns for the upcoming year. Text or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. If you are traveling back home, we hope you have a safe journey. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.